Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number two, and coming up reportedly in about 35 minutes or so, we're going to have a congressman pop in with some breaking news for us. Then we're going to have a Ugandan woman on whose one video has been watched more than 3 million times, exposing that Kony 2012 and this whole call for an invasion over there is not what the population has been wanting. There have been riots and stonings and people doing all sorts of stuff over there when they see the film because it's just complete bull, watching trendies hop around and act like they're saviors, calling for invasion forces. So that's all coming up. Also, we've got a lot of economic news on the inflation front and on the government health care front and the Iran front. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Bryce in Missouri, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks, Alex, for taking my call. I really appreciate what you folks are doing, and we're all in this info war together and stuff like that. Although I can get discouraged because I put out a movie about a month ago. I won't name names because I respect your show and everything like that, but no traction got on it. And then you got this globalist funded movie that comes out, and millions of people see it. And I just pray and ask God to what's going on here? What's wrong with this picture? What's your take on that?
I mean, specifically, what's wrong with what picture?
Well, the same idea is we're all in this together fighting the info war. So you put out a movie on YouTube, and you don't get as much traction as, let's say, you know, Kony 2012 or whatever. What I mean, what can we do to kind of just up the ante, I guess the hits on the video, or how can I get my message across?
All right, look, I appreciate your call. Let's just take YouTube alone as one venue we reach people through. Conservatively now, because I've gone back and actually added it up. In the last 3 years or so, we've had about 500 million views conservatively, one way or another, on YouTube. 500 million. Something like Kony that has big foundations behind it, and George W. Bush and Bill Gates and Zbigniew Brzezinski and the National Security Council and the White House and the Carter Center and the Open Society Foundation and the International Coalition for Responsibility to Protect, all these groups, they launch something and push it for a year and then release it and then have thousands of newspapers and hundreds of TV systems under their control promote it, and all it gets is, I don't know, all versions together, maybe over 100 million views. And then there are tens of thousands of videos with hundreds of thousands, hundreds of videos with over a million views. If you put all my Kony videos I did together, probably 3 million views last week. But then I saw hundreds and hundreds of other people put out videos, and then people from Uganda come out and respond to my videos, and their videos got hundreds of thousands and millions and you name it. And so you add it together, they had to shut down comments on the video. They had to back off. They're having to respond now. And then mainstream media even picked it up and said, yeah, this is a distortion. So I think we absolutely kicked their butt. I mean, they had to fake a grassroots campaign just to get the viral spread they did get. And so I don't know how people always take everything as a loss when it's a win. I mean, we've had a big win on this. And now they got Clooney getting arrested. Now they got Angelina Jolie at the court doing stunts. They're doing their big rollout for new wars, calling it liberal, war is peace. And we're countering it. And, you know, it took 6 months for Obama to go negative in the polls when he had a 90% approval rating or higher. I mean, these guys are wearing out quick now. little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
As you know, there has been a near total blackout in the last week and a half on the fact that impeachment proceedings have begun in the House and Senate via the treason of Obama announcing our military is under UN command. And now, of course, the Marines aren't allowed to have their guns around the Secretary of Defense because they can't be trusted. This is the bizarro world we live in under the New World Order. Now, coming up, we have a congressman, a surprise visit, popping in to speak about some very important news. And we have some other guests as well, but right now I am going to your phone calls. I first want to mention this little article by Paul Joseph Watson, and this story has been picked up by the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com, I should add. They're on the right-hand side. Before I get to this also, that was breaking here yesterday. I had been told about a week ago by Liberty Guard folks I talked to that they were planning to file suit. And so I said, well, please come on when you file suit. And so I guess Bob Barr announced yesterday that he Liberty Guard was filing suit against the TSA, and that got picked up by the Wall Street Journal, Market Watch, and some other outfits. And they've confirmed that Matt Drudge and Alex Jones are in government documents. They've admitted that the total sexual assault group, the TSA, or the Toilet Safety Administration, as South Park calls them, but I like total sexual assault, that's what it is, has our names and websites in a database. When they did that national stand down of the scanners on National Opt-Out Day, you know, to say no to the scanners. And so for a year and a half, they've been trying to get those documents. The government has admitted that, indeed, those names are involved in secret communiques. Matt Drudge, Alex Jones, you name it. But they will not release the 9 pages. They release some of it, but it's redacted. So Bob Barr has filed suit on them. I want to find out what they're saying about me. I mean, I'm really honored to be on the White House enemies list. And I'm really honored to be on a TSA enemies list, but I want to know what they're saying about me. I mean, I love it that I'm in the WikiLeaks with Stratfor attacking me, calling me crazy, because I didn't believe that whole Bin Laden fairy tale. But then they go on to say they don't believe he was thrown in the ocean. Well, what? You're supposed to just believe whatever Obama tells you. I thought I'm a crazy man. I mean, I like it when I know we're getting under their skin. Last year when I exposed, because it was in their own documents, they want to shut down power plants to double profits for GE and others because they're allowed to stay open. I was excited when the White House spokesman, Jay Carney, came out and said we were crazy. I mean, that is exciting. To really know you're having an effect. You know why folks always say, please just give me your John Hancock, you know, when you're at the bank taking out a loan or when you sign a credit card receipt or at a hotel. Give me your John Hancock, please. That was kind of an old saying back when folks knew U.S. history. John Hancock, everybody signing that Declaration of Independence was signing a warrant that they would be arrested, killed, attacked if they didn't win against an empire who'd never been defeated. And some of the signatures are pretty small on there. John Hancock went, bam, baby. And they said, why'd you sign it so big? And he said, I want to be on the list and at the top of every list. Exactly. If you're going to go into a fight, you better go into it 110%. Because I'm doing the best I can. I love liberty. I just want to be free. I don't do all this because I want to be some goody two-shoes and I'm a bleeding heart and I want everybody to think I'm good. No, it's so important. I want to make this point again. We're not fighting tyranny because we're heroes. We're fighting it because I don't want to be a slave. It's selfishness. I'm going to explain that to people. Selfishness. I want my children to be free. I want you to be free. I don't like scum getting it over on me. You ever had your house robbed? Growing up in Dallas, we got robbed, I don't know, 5-6 times. It's not just that they get grandpa's gun, or it's not just that they steal the electricity glow ball. Remember what those in the 80s? It's not just they steal, you know, my dad's favorite turntable. It's that somebody broke in your house. You know, the biggest insult is to go into the refrigerator and they drink your beer or your Coca-Cola, you know. Like, look at this. They even took the beer. Uncool. You know, it's the violation. People are like, eh, you know, toughen up. Let the TSA grab your genitals. Yo, get tough. Oh, yeah. All right, well, how about I just go in the parking lot, the TSA person? Get tough. I'm going to grab yours. It's a violation. There's a reason anybody else grabs your genitals in a park, then gets 5 years in prison for it. Man, that's a big no-no. It's not get tough. It's like more like get out of my face, pervs. Stop trying to teach me and my children that weirdos are going to grab their rear end. I mean, folks, they don't just pat your rear end. Yeah, you see the police frisk, you know, they find drugs or guns and they want to check. Okay, you know, bam, bam. You know, they're actually, you know, checking for things. Not, well, let me see what those are. Come on. All right, I'm done ranting. I got to go to your calls. Shut up, Jones, and go to the calls. John in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
We talked about inflation a little bit. About a year ago, I was buying ground turkey for 99 cents a roll. And a few months ago, it was up to $2.65, and the last time I looked, it was like $3.19 now.
Oh, and I love ground turkey, man. It makes the best sloppy joes out there, doesn't it?
It does, but it's going up in price, and so is everything else as far as the...
You know, my wife pointed that out on turkey bacon. She said this is like 3 times what it was a year ago. Everything's going up. But there's no inflation, John, because the government said so. And don't be a conspiracy theorist.
Another thing, Alex, about the United Nations system, we're into it a lot of big ways, but we're into it in small ways, too. I'm looking at a box of firecrackers left over from New Year's. And it used to be when I was a kid, it said Class C common fireworks. But now it says UN 1.4G. That's a UN, United Nations designation on it. And when you buy small arms ammunition, if you buy it by the case that comes, it's got a UN designation on the side. They got the UN signs up in front of National Forest saying, hey, that we own the property now.
You know what's funny? They even put up UN NGOs at the hike and bike trails. And I'm so conditioned now. I left my iPhone, you know, hidden in the trunk of my car. I was going on a hike, and I didn't even go back and get it because it was on down the path about a quarter mile. I've been conditioned to just accept it, and I did see a blurb where there's UN designations under the UNIDIR regulation on ammo. For now, about 2 years, they denominate postal service on international shipments according to SDRs, which is that global cashless currency. And you're right. We're already in this thing, and we're just taking it. And now I heard this 6 months ago and didn't believe it till I saw it. New ammo is being shipped out internationally. I guess it's for the military. And they're micro-etching some of the bullets. And I didn't believe that. They're just doing whatever they want. They're doing whatever they want, John.
And go to a toy store. Go to a toy store and look at the toy Army soldiers and see something that says U.S. Army fighting men or U.S. Army soldiers. It's not there. It's all world peacekeepers now.
I have made that point for 10 years. In fact, will you run back to Tim Frugier, because they cleaned out the warehouse and there were all the props, things I'd bought over 15 years that have just continually gotten put into, you know, different offices. And there was a big pile of toys I'd seen in stores where it was all UN soldier this, UN soldier that, global peace force. And I said, hey, give me that a few weeks ago. And I don't know where they just ask them, give me the UN toys. Just folks, run, get them to bring me the UN toys. Listen, I've been in stores and you can't find, because I've got three children, you cannot find tanks or airplanes or army men that don't say UN. And the cartoons are all the same. But the propaganda has gone on a long time. I let my children watch the old cheesy 60s Godzilla movies when they're really good and do good at their homeschool, like once a month, because, you know, it's guys in a gorilla suit or a dinosaur suit. You know, like last night we watched half of King Kong versus Godzilla, totally cheesy, great comedy for adults. A guy in, looks like a $100 monkey suit fighting with a guy in a $100 dinosaur suit. And yeah, I mean, even the 4-year-old doesn't get scared by it, so we let him watch that every once in a while. But the whole thing is how the UN Army's this, the UN Army that, the UN sub, the UN satellite. The propaganda's always been there. It's everywhere. I even let the kids occasionally watch Mayberry, you know, the Andy Griffith show. And it's got propaganda in it. Well said, my friend.
Another thing, Alex, is I don't understand how we're totally in the system. It's totally interfaced, and I don't know how people can deny it now. There's no denying it anymore. It's totally all
around. Well, questioning known liars. They actually say, I've seen articles saying it's a conspiracy theory that there's higher inflation. It's a conspiracy theory there's world government. They're questioning known liars. I know I say this a lot, folks, because it's so true. If you question known liars, you are a conspiracy theorist. You're supposed to just believe known liars. Thank you for the call. Peter in Washington, I'll hold you over if your call goes long. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is a small thing. I want to refer to the Stanford Magazine, which is well known as the Harvard of the West. And the cover story says, the help with the fortune that made from eBay and the cachet of Hollywood, Jeff Skoll tackles the world's most dire problems. Now, I'm not going to refer to much of the article, but I'll read this sentence. Skoll, who has promised to give away the majority of his wealth as part of the Bill Gates, Warren Buffett philanthropic pledge, seems personally content. Well, just one more name to add to your list, and that's all I'll say, okay?
Thank you, sir. But, I mean, the point here is, this is a club the billionaires get in where they're tax-exempt and get to make even bigger profits. I hope folks understand this is all a scam.
I understand it's a scam, and I just wanted to one more name to the list, okay?
No, thank you, sir. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I'll just say that I graduated from Stanford many years ago, and I've watched the trend. It's gone from liberal to globalist liberal, and I just thought I'd mention it on the show. Thank you very much, Alex.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back with some big news on the TSA that just broke.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see just a smattering of children's toys. You can get Toys R Us or anywhere. That's police and military heroes set wearing black ski masks, and they've all got hateful looks on their faces. When I was just a child, you know, the bad guys would have those type of looks on their faces, and the good guys would be smiling or have a normal face. But now the good guys have hateful looks showing their teeth, and they'll have a good checkpoint for you and give you a forced inoculation. And if you pan over here, almost every toy. Well, not almost. I can never find U.S. military toys. world peacekeepers. And every show, whether it's the Fantastic Four, old or new, whatever show I see, cartoons, because quite frankly, when I do watch TV occasionally, I'll watch cartoons. I mean, it's just all anti-family, anti-America, UN saving us. When aliens attack the Earth, it's the UN. It's predictive programming. World peacekeepers. 12 inches, fully posable action figure and accessories. And he is a military special force of world peacekeeping. And now I see the military ads, and it's like something out of a dystopic futuristic movie where if I wanted to show an evil force, but it's propaganda ads of a force for good, a force to fight evil and tyranny everywhere. That's the Marines. And it's not even a good voiceover guy. I was watching this in the office the other night. It sounds like a guy trying to sound fake tough, like, a force for good. A force globally for freedom. We run towards the threat. But it wasn't even like a cool voice, like, battling tyranny worldwide. Doing what it takes to defend the Republic. It was like, I'm big, I'm bad. Even more awesomer. All right, I'm now ranting. If you're not watching on the radio, all you got to do is, if you're not watching on PrisonPlanet.tv and you're listening to the radio, all you got to do is just pull into a toy store and walk into the military toy section, and it's all global government. These are the good guys right here. Ones with the really hateful looks. That's the tough guys over there. Radio listeners are like, what are you talking about? Well, anybody with children seen it. For the last decade, you can find nothing but UN police toys. Even the Playmobil things. It's like, oh, checkpoint police. Oh, checkpoint army. Oh, TSA police. It actually shows the Playmobil groping people. So this is just the full conditioning. They have microwave oven, little deals. Oh, put the toy in there. Let's go to Dennis in Iowa. Dennis, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, it's a pleasure to talk to you, Alex. You do a hell of a job, buddy.
Well, I tried.
Yeah, well, you try very good. Hey, I was wondering for your listeners, and I want to ask you if you also know about this. Chuck E. Cheese Schumer and Scott Brown have been putting legislation out there. They want to bring in 11,000 more E3 visa workers in this country when so many Americans are out of work now. And then by the time you add into the visas for all their spouses and children, this is a big deal in my mind. Have you heard about it? And I just wanted to let your listeners know about it in case they haven't heard about it.
Yeah, that's the highly skilled people, right?
No.
That's the low skill.
Requirements on this one is that they have 2 years of minimal work experience in the field.
Yeah, no, I've seen that. I've seen that they want the unskilled visas, which are pointless, and they want more high-skilled ones. All I know is that the high-skilled people come here, learn their trade, and then are sent back by the globalists to set up factories overseas, and then there's tax incentives to leave the United States. But, yeah, I did see a blurb a few weeks ago that they want more unskilled visas, which are just pointless. So that's a good point. I mean, look, none of these other countries allow this type of exploitation. Globalism has not been good for our country, and I'm glad you mentioned that. I get confused all the visa terms and names, but I need to look into that more.
Another short, funny thing for you, Alex. I'm a registered independent. I have gotten like 5 times now in the mail this crap from a Obama campaign with his pretty little black and white picture in it wanting me to donate. I pull the envelope out. Even on the envelope it says you can save our campaign money if you place a stamp on it. It is postage paid, but you can save us money if you put your own stamp on it. I don't put a stamp on it. I drop a washer in the envelope, I seal it, and I mail it back to him. just a little humor there for you.
No, buddy. You can put like 100 washers or like in a small child's bowling ball and put it inside the envelope, and then just it has the postage, just tape it with the postage sticking out and mail on the bowling ball.
Funny thing is I keep getting them back again. I mean, the same thing in the mail. I mean, you would think they would stop and, hey, let's don't send this.
No, it's all robotically done, and that's how you can beat this automated globalist system, is that they just count on you complying with it. By the way, the TSA now says pay them $100 and they won't grope you. Wall Street Journal, I'm not joking. $100 to fly through the airport without a groping. Pay them protection money. I'm not actually paying. I'm joking.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
I'm Alex Jones, your host, here on this Friday edition. Thank you so much for joining us. We have Congressman Jones joining us, and I really appreciate Representative Walter B. Jones coming on. He was first sworn to the U.S. House of Representatives in 1995 after serving 10 years as an elected member of the North Carolina General Assembly. And he's currently serving his ninth term in Congress, and he's the only member of Congress I've read about who's actually personally signed a letter to each and every family and written a personal letter to 10,000-plus families of servicemen that have been killed in the line of duty. And we again, that is a personal touch that is so important that members of Congress do that when they are ultimately sending people into these wars. And we appreciate him doing that as well. Now, as you know, listeners, because I've talked a lot about this, Representative Jones, Congressman Jones, has spent a lot of time in the last week and a half pointing out that the Secretary of Defense, Panetta, was wrong when he said, no, we don't need congressional approval or authorization to go to war. We get that from the UN and NATO. We've seen members of the Supreme Court, current and former, say we should get our law from the UN, which has such a terrible past. America has been the example of liberty, not the United Nations, but the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11, states it's a high crime, impeachable, if any president launches wars without congressional approval. Now, when you do that, not just on your own, but say a foreign power authorizes you, I think that rises even above a high crime. And joining us is the congressman from North Carolina, Walter Jones. Sir, thank you very much for joining us and introducing legislation to hold any president accountable if they try to launch wars without congressional approval. Thank you for joining us.
Well, Alex, thank you. My concern goes back. The initial concern was when President Clinton decided to bomb Bosnia without approval of Congress. I joined 31 members of the House, 3 Democrats and 28 Republicans. Joined Congressman at the time, Tom Campbell, who now is a constitutional law professor at Stanford University. We went to the federal courts by saying that the president had bypassed Congress, and the courts did not take the lawsuit because they said, well, you and Congress have the authority to cut the budgets. And I mentioned that, Alex, because that's always difficult for members to cut the funding for war because they don't want to leave the kids over there without adequate equipment. And then when Mr. Obama went into Libya and he bypassed Congress, except he did say that he had spoken to the leadership, well, that made me even more anxious. I joined Dennis Kucinich and Jonathan Turley, who's a constitutional lawyer at George Washington University. We went back to the courts. The courts did not accept by using the same position where you have the authority to cut the funding. Well, that never happens. I've been so anxious and upset that we in Congress, we never get a chance to debate the policy of should we still be in war or not in war. So I decided to put this House Concurrent Resolution 107 in before I even knew about Senator Sessions and Secretary of Defense Panetta. And I would like to read 2 quotes that I think give so much credibility to what we're trying to do with this resolution. One is from Vice President Dick Cheney. When we went into Iraq, which was an unnecessary war, I came out against it. And Vice President Cheney made the statement that I want to read to your listeners. The president does not need authorization from Congress before launching a military offensive. That was Dick Cheney during the President George Bush administration. Now let me read to you a candidate, Senator Obama, in 2007, and these are his words. The president does not have power under the Constitution to unilaterally authorize a military attack in a situation that does not involve stopping an actual immediate threat to the nation. That's exactly what I'm saying with this resolution. If we are attacked, then the president does have the authority based on the Constitution. But he does not have the constitutional power just to make a decision, well, I don't like the dictator in Libya, so we're going to go there and bomb him. I mean, we need to go back to the Constitution, and this will help Congress be more involved in the debate when we go to war.
Well said, Congressman. Of course, Senator Sessions said that he almost lost his breath whenever he kept saying to Panetta over and over again, the Secretary of Defense last week, sir, you know Congress is over the war powers, and you do need our authorization. And Panetta would say, no, we get that from the UN. So for me, this is beyond the constitutional question of a president launching wars without congressional approval. We know that's a high crime. It's in the Constitution. A 5-year-old that can read can see that. That's a no-brainer, because why even have Congress if that's the case, if the president can do whatever he wants? You've got to have checks and balances. But to go further and say we're getting the authority from foreign governments in the UN, I mean, that's like being a foreign agent of a foreign power, sir.
Alex, it is not acceptable. We have a constitution like we have a Bible, and the Constitution says that Congress will declare war. That is why I've been so upset, and I mentioned to you just a moment ago my history on this whole issue that went back to President Clinton in Bosnia in 1999. For too long, Congress has been a spectator in the debate on war. And when you see the amount of money that we spend, and more important than the money, the number of kids who had died and lost their legs, their arms, the American people should get behind. And I'm pleased to tell you today, I was honored to be on your show, that we have had calls since Friday of last week, that we have heard from people in 49 different states who have called and said, thank you, Congressman Jones. We want to help you get this resolution to the floor of the House and get this thing passed. And I want to thank you again for this opportunity.
Well, I want to thank you, sir. Now, he's already launched the Libya war last year, and Congress said, you got to get our approval. By the way, we're for it. The majority said, just come to us. And Obama put that letter out, as you know, sir, because I saw you speaking about it at the time, saying, I don't need you. I don't have to look at the constitutional question. It was a quote on TV, but his letter said it. I have the UN, and I'm doing this for their credibility. That's a quote. So he's saying, I'm stating and setting the precedent that the UN's the boss. The Congress has been handing over its authority, but still doesn't mean that it's legitimate. So, and I'm not criticizing what you've done. It's measured. You know, you're saying, hey, do it again, or if another president does it, period, we're going to start impeachment. But what about somebody like Ron Paul? Wouldn't that be a good constitutional move, but also a campaign move for, say, Ron Paul to try to introduce articles of impeachment for the Libya fiasco, which they now admit has been a disaster and given al-Qaeda footholds in areas of Libya?
Well, I have publicly endorsed Ron Paul. I am a big supporter of Ron Paul's, and I do agree with him totally, and you made mention of this. We tried. What happened was our own Republican leadership, Alex, would not allow even a weak resolution to condemn what the president had done in Libya. He wouldn't even allow Republicans to bring it to the floor. I was so disappointed in our leadership, Republican leadership, because they just sat by. But back, and like I was saying a while ago, they became spectators. We have got to fight to defend the constitutional right of the Congress to declare war. And this is a step in that direction. We will get a hearing, I hope, in the Judiciary Committee. I know that the Judiciary Committee, chaired by Congressman Lamar Smith from Texas, who's a fine man, and the ranking member, who's a fine man, John Conyers. And we need to hold a hearing on this whole issue of Congress and war. And this is the start. This resolution is a major step in that direction.
Well said, Congressman. What can we do to help move this legislation through the House and get it passed?
If your listeners would call them members of the United States House of Representatives, and I hope soon we'll have a Senator to introduce the same legislation. But right now, if your listeners would call them members of Congress and say, please co-sponsor H-Con Resolution 107. All they have to do is to call their member of Congress or email them or fax them and just say, please join in this House effort to bring back the constitutional authority of Congress to be involved when it comes to debating war. And that's what they need to do. And I can honestly tell you, we had a person yesterday, I was in the Greenville office, Greenville, North Carolina, and a gentleman called from Colorado and said, what can I do to help Congressman Jones with this H-Con resolution, 107? And we told him, just call your member of Congress, ask them to join, call the J Committee in Washington, D.C., and say this is a constitutional debate that needs to start, and H-Con resolution 107 will start the debate.
Again, we're talking to Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina, and I'm glad people are calling and thanking him, but I think what's more important is to call the head of the Judiciary Committee, to ask them to get behind it and start promoting it, to call the media and say, don't black this out, and to call people like Senator Rand Paul and say, look, you've talked a lot about this war power issue, your father has, you need to co-sponsor this immediately in the Senate. I would imagine that Senator DeMint would want to get behind this. I would imagine that Senator Sessions, who was so flabbergasted, Congressman, would want to get behind this right now.
Well, I'm going to reach out to him Monday. We will be back in Washington. I've already asked my staff to call his office to see if he could give me 10 minutes by telephone. I think he will see the value of trying to introduce this on the Senate side, and let's debate this issue. It is time for Congress to get out of the stands and get on the field when we talk about sending our young men and women to die.
What are folks saying in North Carolina, especially in your district, the 3rd District?
Alex, I don't want to mislead anything. I'm a man of integrity and honesty, and I would tell you that the phones, the emails have been overwhelming in behalf of this legislation.
So, well, that's what I've seen. Now, what about the semi-blackout? Drudge Report covered it. I've covered it. Infowars.com covered it. WorldNet Daily covered it. I do a search every day. A few local newspapers. in North Carolina mentioned it. Other than that, nothing. Nothing. You would think that a law to begin impeaching any president who tries to power grab like this, that a move towards that could lead to impeachment, that would be huge news. And you can tell they're scared of this because there's been such a blackout. How do we force this issue out there?
Alex, I think letters to the editors or emails to the national papers or local papers. My local paper, they did an editorial that they did not understand that we had changed the word the president, which means only Obama, to a president, and they wrote an editorial. It was not overly critical, but it just did not understand the intent. I called the editor, who's a very nice young man, and I said, I wish you'd call me before you did the editorial because you would understand that this deals primarily with getting Congress back into the debate. I am sick and tired of being told, well, the only time you can debate whether we should be or not be in Afghanistan is when we have the appropriations bill dealing with funding the war.
Yeah, I'm going to be... Sure.
Excuse me.
So go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. I interrupted you.
No. We should have the authority to have, when President Obama is saying, well, you gave President Bush the authority in 2001 or 2002, and that's the authority I'm using. For goodness sakes, 11 years later, we shouldn't be debating whether we should be there or not be there sometime in that 11th year time. So this is a start on that whole debate, quite frankly.
Well, Congressman, we've only got about 5 minutes left with you, and you've got to run. We just appreciate what you're doing. My question is, why don't we see more people? Why is it just you, Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich, you know, got redistricted out of his constituency, railroaded out. And so there's not many people that will just stand for the basic Constitution. For those that don't know history, it happens in third world countries. It happened in Rome with Caesar. When a president or a leader, the chief executive, starts trying to take the military under their own control, that's always the biggest red flag. As you said in your letter dealing with this, the cornerstone of our republic is the war powers, is that the Congress is in control of this, and this is one of the biggest issues out there.
Well, Alex, our country is financially broke. We're just the young men and women that have fought for this country in Afghanistan and Iraq. I've seen the broken legs. I've seen the amputated legs. I've seen the paralyzed bodies. The American people need to say that we no longer will send our young men and women to fight overseas unless Congress does its job that is based on the Constitution. And again, HCON Resolution 107 is a start to get Congress back into the game of war.
Well said. Look, I'm not trying to tell Ron Paul, sir, what to do, and I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but what about if this gets ignored, just going ahead because the crime is ongoing, now they want to send AFRICOM into all these countries for the globalists to grab resources, they're trying to expand all these other wars, proxy wars, what about just going ahead with a move for impeachment? Perhaps if they're ignoring a law that says if you don't do this, impeachment's triggered, what about just going ahead with the impeachment? I mean, why doesn't Ron Paul just go ahead and introduce articles of impeachment? We've got plenty of it to go after Obama. And I understand you're saying any president, but I don't care if it's political. I mean, I know you were critical of this when Republicans were doing things similar, but not rising to this level.
Well, Alex, I think if people like you across this nation will continue to beat the drum for HCON Resolution 107, I think this will lead to other avenues that need to be led to that you're making mention of. But right now, to show that my leadership in the Republican House, we are the majority in the House, they need to be speaking out about bringing this bill to the J Committee because it's important because we're talking about the Constitution. I'm with you 100%.
Well, Congressman, I want to give you closing comments here in the last 3 minutes or so, but just bring up another issue that's part of this, the National Defense Authorization Act that Obama said he wouldn't sign. Then it turns out he demanded this power to secretly arrest and disappear Americans right out of Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. Then he signed it, you know, on New Year's Eve so nobody would notice. I mean, this is really creepy. What's the sense of Congress about this?
Well, Alex, I think I don't have the record, but I think I was one of about six or seven Republicans that voted no for that simple reason. That provision in there is unlimited. limited authority to a president, no matter who that president is, to determine who he thinks is a terrorist, and it could be an American citizen, and take him out. I'm with you 100% on that. That's why I voted against it.
Well, I'm glad you're there. Ron Paul says he's going to retire if he doesn't win the presidency. I'd like him to reconsider that, and I hope you keep running and keep winning, because there's not many good guys up there. Is anybody else starting to wake up there?
Slowly, there are a few that are beginning to wake up, and Justin Amash from Michigan is a disciple of Ron Paul. He's a wonderful young member of Congress. He's only been there 1 year, but he values the words in the Constitution like I do. And there's no two more important documents than the Bible and the Constitution. They've got to be protected.
Wow. Congressman Walter Jones, thank you for your courage, and thank you for standing up for our republic in a time of universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Thank you so much for your time, and hopefully you can give us an update in a few weeks.
Alex, I look forward to that. Thank you for this opportunity, and God, please continue to bless our men and women in uniform.
Yes, sir. Right. Thank you so much. All right, there goes Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina. We've got more of your calls coming up, and I just got handed an InfoWars article that blew me away. I'll tell you about it when we get back.
Whoa. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I'd better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes. Even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Stallman, one of the inventors of GNU that became Linux, on a real expert on how all these systems are integrated, and he agreed with my analysis that these mega corporations allied with government are engineering into all major appliances globally. You pay for it in the product, it costs more, But every product has it, so it's a hidden tax, so they can surveil you. You think smart meters are bad. You've not seen anything yet. All of the new washing machines, dryers, computers, iPhones have cameras that are two-way, have audio that's two-way, and they admit they're tracking you. And there is a report out of Wired Magazine with public statements by Petraeus, now the head of the CIA, that they are watching everybody through their appliances without warrants, and they'll do whatever they want. And you're not a suspect, you're a person of interest. What, because we expose that you run Al-Qaeda? You mean stuff like that? So these people are just going into a new phase of flaunting it all in our face. Wow, he's quoted in here, global information surveillance grid being constructed, willing Americans embrace gadgets used to spy on them. CIA head, we will spy on Americans through electrical appliances. And now that we've exposed that Google was founded by NSA, CIA, they just admit now that, oh, yeah, the former head of DARPA runs it, and, yeah, it's all. CIA Director David Petraeus said he that the rise of smart gadgets means the Americans are effectively bugging their own homes, saving U.S. spy agencies a job when it identifies any persons of interest. And so it's like a big joke. In a question and answer he did. He's like, we're just tracking you. See, they just convicted that guy who put the webcam in their room with his roommate having sex with another guy. And they're not convicting him for spying and violating somebody's privacy. It's that it was hateful. So, see, I guess it's only illegal if it's against a gay person. See, that's that political correctness. How about it's illegal for everybody? But why when schools give you laptops that you paid for, but they say they're free, another lie, then they watch you at home. Remember that? It's happened in California and Pennsylvania. It's like, oh, yeah, well, that's all right, the courts say. Government can do that, but if somebody else does, you're going to jail. Speaking at a summit for Intutel, that's the folks that founded, that's the CIA investment arm that founded Google, a little side issue. You know, when you're informed, you know stuff like that. The CIA's technology investment operation, Petraeus made the comments when discussing new technologies which aim to add processors and web connections to previously dumb household appliances such as fridges, ovens, and lighting systems. Yeah, I told you, the police stations all over the country now are getting federal grants for these new light bulbs that can actually have data over the power, that it resonates with new chips in the computers that then spy in your house, and the lights are programming things in your house. And, of course, the cops are the first ones to have it put on them. Transformational is an overused word, but I do believe it properly applies to these technologies, Petraeus enthused, particularly the effect on clandestine tradecraft. Items of interest, you criminal Petraeus, will be located, identified, monitored, and remotely controlled through technologies such as radio frequency identification. Oh, RFID's a spy on us. I thought I was a conspiracy theorist. Sensor networks, tiny embedded servers, and energy harvesters all connected to the next generation of Internet using abundant, low-cost, and high-power computing. That's the smart meters. Everything's a smart spy, a smart trendy. By the way, we're getting a bunch of emails and stuff. People are going crazy. People in the office are getting it from family. What is that shirt Alex Jones is wearing? I haven't plugged anything yet. You want to fund this, but this is Crash Commercial plugging. It's Liberty or Death, Don't Tread on Me, red and black t-shirt. It's already our bestseller. It's available at InfoWars.com. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.